Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, Jesus is Sovereign Over All Things.
So we have two readings. The first from the Old Testament, the first chapter of the book of Daniel.
In the third year of the reign of King Jehoiakim of Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came to Jerusalem and besieged it. The Lord let King Jehoiakim of Judah fall into his power, as well as some of the vessels of the house of God. These he brought to the land of Shinar and placed the vessels in the treasury of his gods. Then the king commanded his palace master, Ashpenaz, to bring some of the Israelites of the royal family and of the nobility, young men without physical defect and handsome, versed in every branch of wisdom, endowed with knowledge and insight, and competent to serve in the king's palace. They were to be taught the literature and language of the Chaldeans. The king assigned them a daily portion of the royal rations of food and wine. They were to be educated for 3 years, so that at the end of that time they could be stationed in the king's court. Among them were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah from the tribe of Judah. The palace master gave them other names. Daniel, he called Belshazzar. Hananiah, he called Shadrach, Mishael, he called Meshach, and Azariah, he called Abednego. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the royal rations of food and wine, so he asked the palace master to allow him not to defile himself. Now God allowed Daniel to receive favour and compassion from the palace master. The palace master said to Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king. He has appointed your food and your drink. If he should see you in poorer condition than the other young men of your own age, you would endanger my head with the king. Then Daniel asked the guard, whom the palace master had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for 10 days. Let us be given vegetables to eat and water to drink. You can then compare our appearance with the appearance of the young men who eat the royal rations and deal with your servants according to what you observe. So he agreed to this proposal and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, it was observed that they appeared better and fatter than all the young men who had been eating the royal rations. So the guard continued to withdraw their royal rations and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and skill in every aspect of literature and wisdom. Daniel also had insight into all visions and dreams. At the end of the time that the king has set them to be brought in, the palace master brought them into the presence of Nebuchadnezzar, and the king spoke with them. And among them all, no one was found to compare with Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore, they were stationed in the king's court. In every matter of wisdom and understanding concerning which the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel continued there until the first year of King Cyrus.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the word of his prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. John, to the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and was and is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priest to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming in the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion, in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are yours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of God. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said, write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. I turned round to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in the furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. Write therefore what you have seen, what is now and what will take place later, the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and of the seven golden lampstands in this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
Two quite long readings, so I'm going to keep that reflection very short. And I just want us to be encouraged this morning. And the thoughts that came through those two readings is that Jesus is sovereign in the big things and in the small things. Two readings about in one Daniel, and in the second here, the writer of this epistle or this letter to the seven churches, John, have been both gifted with vision and dreams. We'll see in the book of Daniel that he receives vision and dreams, and he is given by God the ability to interpret them. And here John is receiving an amazing vision. It also reminds me that when written about vision, it's a kind of genre, a way of writing, certainly in the first century. And so while often when we read Revelation and the book, we kind of a bit dismay, and it feels a bit dramatic and strange. And but a lot of the symbols and the pictures were kind of known for first century writers. There was a genre at used, and so we need to be mindful and understanding the kind of genre in the same way than we do when we pick a book. And we know there is a difference between a fiction and a real story, between a historical research or a romance book. We understand this idea of genre and how then we are supposed to read the material. But for me, the encouragement is that, as I said, Jesus is sovereign over the big things, like and impressive, like visions and dreams, but also maybe the ordinary and the small things. And in our reading, first reading, we see that God had given wisdom and knowledge and the ability to learn literature and to be at a place of influence to Daniel as his friends. And that mixture of we have all skills, abilities, aptitudes that we've been given by God, natural talents that are there to bless and to use to the service of our community, or sometimes even further, further afield. But we've also, as Christians, received extraordinary gifts. In Christian terms, we say the gift of the Holy Spirit. And some of them might be impressions, gift of dreams and visions, prophecies, the ability to speak a word of encouragement in someone else's life, gifts of healing, gifts of miracles, but also maybe more down-to-earth gifts, gifts of service and compassion. So for me, it's to recognize God at work in all of our lives, not just in the extraordinary, but also in the ordinary. And to ask for God's wisdom to see how we can use all that we are for his glory. Yesterday, Ed talked about the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, or the translation is where God rules. And God has already started his ruling on earth through Jesus Christ. Death and sin has been defeated, and those who have encountered Jesus become those instruments to tell the good news that there is a place where we can find peace. There is a place where we can find hope and new life and transformation. And so now we are those agents with the gifts, the extraordinary maybe gift that we receive from God, but also with all our natural talents. And we need to constantly pray, in a sense like Martin Luther that we are celebrating today, that we will use all that God has given us to make a difference for good, to be those good news for those around us. So I invite you to pray for the church, its life, for ourselves, for our day, for the people we'll meet, and for the world and its need. Jesus, in this reading of Revelation, we are reminded that you are the Alpha and the Omega, that you are the beginning and the end, and that by your Holy Spirit you live in us and through us. Thank you for that promise we read, that you are the one who loves us and who freed us from our sins by your blood. And you make us into a kingdom. You make us into agents of transformation, your desire for this world to be healed and rescued. Lord, we are flawed and weak, but we thank you that you've chosen us with our makeup, with our strength, with our weaknesses, with our skills, our talents, and all that we are. And we believe that we can make, through your strength, a difference in this world. So open our eyes and open our hearts to see things the way you want us to see today, in the week to come.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.